yeah, shut up, nerd.
Just because you took up residence in my old room doesn't mean it ain't still mine. Once mine, always mine. I'm gonna sit in my own bed, too. So what's the disappointment of the family getting up to? You heard me. I've moved out. I've got a successful career, college degree, partner. Ugh, you name it, I've got it. And you're still living at home with the parents. Do you even have a job? You've been working at that place since high school. That hardly counts. What I'm saying is, I'm better than you. So wherever you get off to thinking that, you can complain or say anything against me. Shut it. I'm the favorite. They will listen to me infinitely before you, so whatever complaint you got, shut up. Isn't that what good little brothers are supposed to do anyway? Listen to their big sister when they're talking. Oh, you just got the stupidest look on your face. Has it been that long since someone's gotten up close to you like this? But that aside, I actually need your help for something. It's not a favor. I'm taking it. Well, if I could do this with anyone else, I would, trust me, but there's not exactly anyone who's under my thumb the way that you are. And besides that, you're not exactly getting anywhere. If your one purpose in the world is staying at home and doing nothing, then I can quite easily give you a whole hell of a lot more meaning. What do I mean? Move over. No, I'm getting in. Come on. It's not that weird for two siblings to just... lay right next to each other. But what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted is you're not amounting to anything. You have no goals, no purpose, no progress, no nothing. You're stagnating. You're a parasite, a pest. And I need a favor that'll give you purpose. Do you remember our parents talk about you moving out to live with me? You know, so they can finally downsize into something smaller. It was actually my idea. Having you come stay with me. So I don't just see you when I'm back home visiting. I don't expect you to keep house or anything like that. I don't think you even have it in you. And I'm certainly not having your cooking. I'll do the cooking, I'll do the cleaning, I'll do the work, I'll be the breadwinner and housewife and all that. And you're gonna give me a baby. Don't fucking move. Remember what I said about them believing me infinitely before you? It's late. They're probably asleep anyway. If you make a ruckus, you know how poorly Mom sleeps half the time. Don't you fucking dare wake her up. Good. So don't make a move without my permission. As I was saying, you're gonna give me a baby. Don't be dense. My boyfriend's been holding out on me. tried to do the whole, like, popping the condoms or anything like that, but, eh. Bastard always checks and goes, ooh, whoops, guess this was in my wallet for too long. And besides, the way I see it, they look similar enough where he'd never be able to tell. It's not cheating if I already own you. Cheating would imply I actually like you. But no. You're mine now. Your breaths are mine, your time is mine. And this? Seriously, already hard? I thought this was gonna be difficult. Does the scent of your big sister just getting close to you like this turn you on? Is it knowing your place? Is it that sweet release of having any responsibility in the world that you are left tied to gone? Knowing that you're gonna be in my care? No. It's because you're a degenerate that secretly wanted this. Secretly wanted your sis to cup you through your pants and feel you up. Aren't I so kind? Getting you worn like this once everyone's gone to bed. Giving you the time to be just such a nice and well-adjusted adult before I came and took what I needed. Gonna give me a baby. I'm gonna get what I need. Just no complaining about the nails. I'm just pulling your boxers down, dumbass. You're fine. And now I'm being so nice that you don't have to see my dainty, pretty little girly hands rubbing your gross leaking mess all over your cock. Told you this is mine too. You don't even have to look at my hand going up and down, spreading your pre-cum along the shaft. You can't even hear it from under the covers. Just the rustling, the movement of my hand under there. It's a good thing I only need the cum. I'm not sure if any of this is worthy enough for me. I said you'd be free of responsibility, but I already know you're a pervert, so this should be no problem for you. No coming without my permission from here on out. Got it? All you're gonna do is edge throughout the day. And when it's my turn to take, I want the biggest fucking loads you can give me, or I'm making you come until you can't anymore. I'm gonna get you on some good foods, a good diet. Being healthy helps with sperm count too, so. I want these to be fucking potent. I wanna get this out of the way and done with. You're gonna breed a baby into your sister's pussy. You hear me? You're gonna give me every single shot of pathetic nerdy sperm you got in those little shrivelly balls of yours, and we're gonna pump them inside of me so I can get the baby me and my boyfriend need and deserve. It doesn't matter that he's not ready, I'm gonna baby trap his ass. And you, my sweet little brother, are just gonna lie there and take it when I bring you to completion. Can you feel it? I can feel you jerking around more now. Overheating under those blankets and the heat of me pressed into you, holding you down. Is it too much? If I speed up like this, maybe even someone in the new room next by could hear you. But not. It's panting all over me. Are you breathing so hard? I shouldn't be doing anything to you, shouldn't it? Are you into this sort of thing? I've seen your fucking animes you watch. I shouldn't even be fucking surprised. Come on. Don't make my arm get fucking tired. Just hurry up and come already. Give me your fucking cup. Give it to me. Give it. It's not yours anymore. Fucking give it to me. Come right now or I'm making your life a hell for me. Run out. You hear me? Give me your fucking cup. Ugh. It's like tensing my hand. Alright, let's see what we've got. Not bad. Don't move. Got something I need to take care of. Yeah. I don't have any panties under this nightgown. I told you you don't deserve to be in here, but gotta get your sperm in me one way or another. I'll finger it into me if I have to. Don't look at me. I said don't look at me. There. What, did you think you were gonna get some kind of show? Gross. Lick the rest of you and me off my fingers, would you? Should have gotten most of it inside me, but I don't exactly feel like getting this on my doorknob. Good boy.